mail for the kitty. Oh, Sprinkles, come here. You've got a delivery. Meowbox.com is a subscription crate service that is designed for our kitty friends and mine. Meowbox.com offers a selection of hand-picked tasty treats and new good foods and some fun little toys for them to enjoy. Meowbox.com donates a can of food to local animal and rescue shelters on your behalf when you sign up. A variety of different subscription options can be found at Meowbox.com, and don't forget to use promo code GEEK10 to get 10% off your first subscription. Isn't that great, Sprinkles? Mail that comes to the door, and it's just for you. Meowbox.com is a proud sponsor of ThisWeekInGeek.net. Hey guys, what's going on? You're listening to This Week in Geek's Nerd News Network. I'm your host, Mike the Birdman Dodd. Today's show is brought to you by the good folks over at Meowbox.com and the many great sponsors on our right-hand sidebar. You should go check them out. I highly recommend you going to OffWorldDesigns.com. That's where I get all my pretty kick-ass t-shirts. So, anyway, update. Yes, haven't had a Nerd News. Last week, honestly, just got away from me. And I just got unbelievably swamped in Terrible Warrior stuff. And I kind of needed the weekend to recharge. And as a lot of you have expressed on social media, if I need a break, take it. Mental health is very important. And as far as I know, May is like Mental Health Awareness Month. So, if you guys know me, there's that. Actually, speaking of that, if you want to go check out some of the work I've been doing over on the Chorus Radio Network on video game sophistry, which you can hear in Toronto on AM 640, Sundays at 7 p.m. I actually speak about mental health in gaming last week or the week before last. You should go check out the archive with me, Andy Burkowski, Dave Spergala, or Spagala. Shaggy Dave is what they call him. I also do a bunch of writing over there. And you should check that out. Actually, I have a new article on Star Wars. Some of the nostalgic games that are sometimes overlooked, but you should be able to find pretty easy. So you should go check that out. Anyways, I've had a lot of people ask me, how's Dr. Wily doing? Well, as you guys know, a couple weeks ago he had another seizure. And I got very upset on social media. There was talk of, oh, it could be a brain tumor. However, though, from what we understand right now, we still don't know yet, but he hasn't had another seizure since. He hasn't had any more seizure-like behavior since then. So he could literally just have epilepsy. But they're curious about his blood level, so we got to take him back in just a little over a month to get those checked out again. Hopefully he'll be okay. But as you guys know, he's my best friend. He is my world. I love that little guy. So he's doing okay. Let's hope that is a trend that most definitely continues into the future. So what are we going to be talking about on today's show? Well, we're going to talk about what happened with Captain America Civil War over the weekend. We're also going to talk about something that's going on in Canada right now, which if you're Canadian, it is unavoidable, this story. But turns out some people from WWE are actually going to be doing their part to help out. We're also going to talk about Call of Duty and how, well, they may have dropped a stinker on us. We're also going to talk about how the dead could possibly be brought back to life. And I'm going to give you my brief review of Justice League versus Teen Titans from Warner Brothers Entertainment. This is one of the newest entries in the DC animated universe. And dare I say, I think it's one of the best. I actually had a really good time watching this. So, all right, let's start off with the big elephant in the room. Because it's a huge deal and a lot of people have been talking about it. As you guys know, there is this huge wildfire that is burning out of control in northern Alberta. Alberta is one of the provinces in the western part of Canada where a lot of our oil comes from. There's a thing out there called the oil sands. You also have heard of it because of the Calgary Flames, Edmonton Oilers, Cowboys, Alberta Beef, that sort of thing, if you happen to not be from Canada. So there is this huge wildfire that is, I think, as of right now, it is 200,000 hectares or 494,000 acres and has destroyed about 770 square miles of forest. Currently, there's over 1,400 firefighters with 130 helicopters, 200 pieces of like really big ass heavy gear, and 27 air tankers. And supposedly, help has been offered from, I think, Russia and Mexico, though do not quote me on that. And it's bringing a lot of Canadian cities together. I mean, you've got, let me see, I know Toronto's doing their part. Actually, one of the really cool things that's come out of this, and the reason I'm covering it on This Week in Geek, is just because of what WWE is doing. More specifically, two wrestlers. Kevin Owens, who you may recognize as one of the greatest Intercontinental Champions ever. I love the guy. And one of the guys that came up from NXT, hasn't done so hot, but he's still a pretty cool guy. Tyler Breeze. I think he has more in Tough Enough. But anyway, so they started a GoFundMe last week. And they were originally aiming to raise $30,000. Well, their GoFundMe's been up for like a day or two as of this recording, and they've raised over $34,000 so far, which I think is utterly incredible. So, another thing that's really interesting to cover about this story, and kind of sad at the same time, is so they had to evacuate Fort McMurray, where actually one of my friends from college, my friend Monica, lives out there. She does some PR work, I think, and her husband is like an engineer or something. And they were able to evacuate the entire city of 80,000 people with no casualties. That's incredible. And some people only had like minutes to GTFO and get out of Dodge. So that's an amazing testament to how level-headed people were. Nobody panicked. There's been no real injuries that I've been made aware of. And everybody's coming together. So Alberta's declared the state of emergency. And they're talking that it's going to be a long time till potentially things get back to normal. In fact, one of the premiers of Alberta, Premier Rachel Notley, said on Saturday, "In no way is this fire under control. Officials tell us the fire may double in size in the forested areas today, and it may actually reach the Saskatchewan border." So they're expecting this fire to potentially last for months. And we've seen wildfires in Siberia. We saw them last year in California, I think it was. So it's a pretty big deal. And the fact that this could even have ripples throughout the Canadian economy is something as well, because of the oil sands and oil production slowing down. So, yikes. In fact, there's actually been some really interesting stuff come across social media over the last couple of days. There's one guy, I guess he had like that smart home monitoring system or whatever. So he was able to watch his house burn down in real time. It showed his living room. I'll actually put a link, so you guys can see it. And like I said, very, very tragic overall, but the power of technology. So yeah, he saw his house looking fine, saw fire in his doorway, and then eventually his like aquarium exploded. The entire room fills with smoke. And then eventually after like another minute or two, the feed cuts out. Another one, one of my terrible warriors, Justin, posted an article talking about how the radio station was really trying hard not to go offline, like with repeater towers being damaged, whatnot. And as a reporter and as a journalist, we feel that need to get out the information no matter what. And fortunately, with the power of technology, it's never been easier. But when the microphone light goes off, you sort of kind of feel something for that. So yeah, hearts and minds, definitely going out to Alberta if you want to do that. I'm actually going to give you a little bit more information here. If you guys do care to donate money to the Canadian Red Cross, you can actually text Red Cross for a $10 donation at 45678, or you can text 30333 for a $5 donation. But there's also other charities too, which will get the money a lot quicker and could necessarily need it now to help people in the immediate as opposed to the long term. But if you're going to donate, do your research, make sure you're doing it right. And like I said, also post a link to the GoFundMe for Tyler Breeze and Kevin Owens. Hopefully they will raise a lot more than the $34,000, and this is going to go a long way into helping families. Okay, now to talk about something a little less serious for a little bit. So as you guys know, Captain America Civil War came out last week for us here in North America, but the week before last if you happen to live in other parts of the world. So currently, as of this recording, or as of when this story was posted, so yeah, today, Civil War has made $678 million worldwide. Just gonna looking at this now. Supposedly, this thing is gonna probably blow by the $1 billion mark, which was set in just 128 days. Actually, hold on. I'm just kind of reading this right. Yeah. Okay. Sorry. So the opening has helped Walt Disney Studios surpassed $1 billion to date in just 128 days, shattering the previous record last year of 165, and $2 billion international, and $3 billion to date, which surpasses previous industry records set last year. So this thing, in my opinion, is easily going to blow past Batman v Superman Dawn of Justice, which, like I said, from what I've heard, has to do over $1 billion to even break even because of the marketing costs involved with it and the fact that they delayed it for a year. So I find that fairly fascinating that Captain America is doing this well. Marvel seems to up itself with every successive movie. In fact, I saw this meme on Facebook. Captain America is the one comic book movie franchise that gets better with each installment. I've seen Civil War twice right now, and I gotta say, it's probably, yeah, I honestly gonna say it's probably my favorite Marvel movie. It probably goes Civil War, Winter Soldier, Ant-Man, Guardians, and probably the first Avengers. Like, it's unbelievable, and we're gonna have Doctor Strange coming out in November, so it's a good time to be a Marvel fan, too. Plus, later on this month, we will have X-Men, Days of Future Past, X-Men Apocalypse coming out, and today they even announced the next X-Men movie is going to be set in the 90s, which I think is actually going to be pretty kick-ass. Although, honestly, if I had one wish, I would love for them to do Onslaught, to find a way to make that, well, not stupid for one, but I love the character of Onslaught, I love his design. So I think that would be pretty amazing if they could somehow find a way to pull that shit out. But, yeah, just $670 million worldwide. That's amazing. Congratulations, Marvel. You're definitely proving that superhero movies are here to stay, and they can be considered something great. In fact, some highlights from this movie, obviously non-spoiler thoughts here. Spider-Man is great. My God, is he good. I can't wait to see Spider-Man Homecoming next year. Another thing to look forward to in this is Ant-Man. Paul Rudd. I never would have figured him for a superhero. And after seeing Ant-Man last year, I was really, really impressed with him. And then I think it's Chadwick Boseman as T'Challa, the Black Panther. Really, really good there. If I did have one complaint about the movie, is I think the villain's kind of weak, but the setup's rather good, so, I don't know. And now Kevin Feige has even said they're committed to doing a Black Widow movie, which, in my mind, if I had to do a Black Widow movie, I would have it be a her and Hawkeye team-up, and I would, very much do like this whole Jason Bourne kind of spy movie. I'm not sure who I'd have her fight, though. Because Hydra is more or less done, because they're doing that on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Maybe the Serpent Society? Something like that, I guess, if I had to pick. I'd like to see them, because I know George St. Pierre's character, Batroc, isn't dead. I think it'd be kind of cool to have her go shake him down and get information out of him. So, I don't know. I think that'd be cool. Anyway. So, from good news to bad news, last week, Activision released the trailer for Call of Duty Infinite Warfare. And people right now have been mashing the dislike button on this trailer, and right now, looking at it, it currently has 1.2 million dislikes, with 14 million views. Activision had a call, I want to say with its investors or something, and they actually had to issue a statement that, yeah, they had a quarterly earnings call, and Activision's CEO, Eric Hirschberg, actually had to say something. And here's a quote from it. "The reveal trailer for Black Ops 2, which took the franchise into the future for the first time, had the most dislikes of any reveal trailer we had ever made at the time. And that, of course, went on to become our most successful game ever." The statement is huge. But basically, he goes on to say, "We have passionate gamers. They care what happens. Pre-orders are off to a very strong start." Views of the review trailer that you are referred to are in fact up, and the number of likes per view on the Infinite reveal trailer is also the highest we've ever seen. It's kind of funny when you compare this to, like, other dislike trailers, because I know the Ghostbusters trailer's got a lot of hate too, which I don't even know what to say to that, but we'll talk about Ghostbusters later. Anyway, so people are kind of mad at Activision and Infinity Ward because the only way to get Call of Duty 4 remastered is if you pick up the Legacy Edition of Call of Duty Infinite Warfare. I think in Canada it's like $109.99 or something like that. In the States, I imagine it's probably like $99. And people are mad because, like I said, you can't buy it separately. And one of the memes I've seen on Facebook and Twitter is some people just chucking Infinite Warfare in the garbage and just playing Modern Warfare, which is, by following some of the Call of Duty community members, like, say, T-Mart, they're going to say it's just a graphical upgrade. Everything is going to be left intact. There's no weapons balancing, no modes are going to be changed, no modes are going to be added. So you get the campaign and 10 multiplayer maps, which I want to say when the game came out, over the course of the game's life, I think there was like 12 or 16 maps, I want to say, but I'm not sure. Gonna take a drink here, guys. Hold on a second. Sponsored by G Fuel. Use code SHARP. Not really. But no, seriously, use code SHARP if you're gonna go to gfuel.com. Anyway. Yeah. I'm excited for this. I actually really like the look of Infinite Warfare. It kind of reminds me of, like, Battlestar Galactica or Starship Troopers, where it's more the human element, and it's like Earth is the home world, and there are these colonists. In fact, actually, Jamie from the prototype kind of pointed this out to me. It's a lot like Gundam, but without the robots. You have, like, the Duchy of Zeon versus the United Earth Federation or something like that. And you know what? I can't argue with that, actually. I kind of thought that was actually rather clever. So we'll wait and see. This comes out on November 4th this year. I'm looking forward to it. I'm definitely going to get the Legacy Edition. I'm actually planning on playing through all the COD games. Probably. Sorry, guys. I'm not sleeping well. Probably during E3. Just because it requires, like, no effort. Actually, speaking of video games, hopefully I'm going to be covering, I should have something for Bravely the Second. Jamie's playing through it right now. We just didn't get it till late. And I'm probably going to do something on Battleborn. I'm probably going to start that and Doom in the next little bit. I also have Uncharted 4. Just haven't had a chance to dig into it. But yeah, so there is that. Okay, so last story this week. This comes from the Weird News. But they're talking about how the dead could be brought back to life. And no, not fucking zombies. There's a groundbreaking trial that they're trying to do in India and parts of Europe. So, Indian specialist Dr. Himanshu Bansal is working with biotech companies Revital Life Science and BioQuark Inc. has granted ethical permission to recruit 20 patients who have been declared clinically brain dead due to traumatic brain injury to test whether parts of their central nervous system can be revived. So they're going to use a combination of therapies, which include injecting the brain with stem cells and a cocktail of peptides, as well as deploying lasers and nerve stimulation techniques that have been shown to bring patients out of comas. So the people that are participating in this, They've been declared dead and are only being kept alive through life support. So the machines are breathing for them, etc., etc. So the idea is to monitor these people for several months to see what happens, specifically in the areas of the upper spinal cord. And then they want to see what also happens in the lowest region of the brainstem, which controls independent breathing and your heartbeat. Now, they say the team believes the brainstem cells may be able to erase their history and restart life again based on the surrounding tissue, a process seen in the animal kingdom in creatures like, say, salamanders, which can regrow entire limbs. This is possibly the first step towards the eventual reversal of death in our lifetime. But there's also other applications for this too, especially when it comes to neurodegenerative diseases such as, I want to say, Parkinson's disease, Alzheimer's, etc., etc. And if that could be solved via stem cells, via an injection into the brain, who knows? But it also does raise kind of ethical questions legally. You might be wondering, well, what the hell do I mean? So let's say someone is being kept alive because they've had a traumatic brain injury and they're being kept alive on a machine. Okay, they're declared dead legally. What happens if they have life insurance and that gets paid out and they suddenly are able to regenerate and potentially even wake up and become a fully functional person again? How does that work out? But a lot of people, I saw, once again, people posting on social media about this thing, and, oh my god, we're bringing the dead back to life, and then, like, no. Obviously you have to break a few eggs to make an omelet, but they're already dead. You're trying to help the living. And not everything I was watching John Oliver last night, and they pointed out something very, very, very interesting. Not everything that works on a mouse is going to work on a person. So eventually, you're going to have to start doing that. Now, you might be wondering, why is my phone ringing at this time? Which, I'm actually going to pause this and take this phone. Anyway, that was awkward. So, sorry about interrupting the Nerd News with my random phone call. Anyway, back to professionalism. So, finally, we're going to take a look at something from Warner Brothers Home Entertainment. This is the newest addition to their DC Animated Universe lineup, sort of like their new 52 or the reboot or whatever the hell it is. Not the traditional DCU. But this is Justice League versus Teen Titans. The story is, the movie opens up with something attacking some city. There's like the Weather Wizard there, Solomon Grundy, and that cheetah woman who fights Cat, or who fights Wonder Woman. I can't remember her name. But Robin's also there keeping crowd control. And eventually, he breaks off from the group, does something he's not supposed to. Batman gets pissed at him. It's like, okay, look, you're going away now. You need to learn how to work as a team. So they send them to the Titans Tower, which evidently has been around for a while, under the leadership of Starfire. And I guess Dick used to train there because he was the original Robin, then became Nightwing. And then they have to basically learn to deal with Raven's father. Raven is one of the other Teen Titans who's like their magic specialist sort of thing. And it's basically kind of playing out there where eventually members of the Justice League become possessed by Raven's father. I want to say his name is Trigon or something. And it's a huge battle, but it's surprisingly really good. I actually really enjoy that. I really enjoy Damian Wayne as Robin. I think the kid who does him gives him a wonderfully smart-assed performance. And I'm 99% sure it is actually a kid doing it. I want to say I saw the kid recording his line. I want to say it was from Batman Bad Blood. I want to say it, but I'm not 100% sure of that. But either way, really, really cool movie. Enjoy it a lot more than I thought I would. There's actually some pretty cool special features on here. One of them they did was called Growing Up Titan, which is sort of like the history of Teen Titans from like the 60s all the way to pretty much now. and they talk with the people like Dan Dido and other people involved in like DC. And I never thought of it this way, but they actually compare the Teen Titans to the X-Men. And I never quite thought of that, because the X-Men, I forgot, were a very young team back in the day. I mean, it was Professor Xavier's School for Gifted Children. And there was, you know, the original lineup of Angel, Beast, Jean Grey, Cyclops, and Iceman. They were all teenagers, young adults. And the Teen Titans are kind of DC's analogy to that. And I never put two and two together until this. I always thought of them as Justice League Light. Or, hey, it's the Legion of Sidekicks with Aqualad. And I always thought they were kind of stupid. But no, this movie kind of sold me on them. I was actually really surprised how much I really, really enjoyed them. And how much the Teen Titans just actually kind of hold their own. Which, one of their characters, Beast Boy, who I think they call Changeling in the movie, really enjoyed him. He's got some really, really great one-liners in this. They also have a Blue Beetle in there, I think, or he has like some alien scarab, so I'm 99% sure that's Blue Beetle. And so, like I said, there's Starfire, Blue Beetle, Raven, Beast Boy, and Robin. I want to say I'm leaving somebody out. No, that's it, I guess. Cyborg's there, but he's a Justice League member, but whatever. No, really, really, really enjoyed this. They also have other featurettes talking about Raven that do one on Trigon, which is like the Satan, more or less. You also get two bonus cartoons on there as well, and a preview of The Killing Joke, which is going to be released, I want to say, on Batman Day at San Diego Comic-Con. And then it comes out on physical Blu-ray, I think, like, a couple days before Suicide Squad. So, really convenient timing there. But no, absolutely, I really enjoyed this. If you enjoyed the new movies in the new continuity with, like, Wonder Woman and Superman being a thing, you should probably check this out. Like I said, I really think the highlight of this is Damian Wayne, but the girl that plays Raven's rather cool, too. And it's not as goofy as, say, Teen Titans Go, though there are some pretty funny moments in this. And it's not... It's honestly not stupid. It really is legit. I would really like to see Teen Titans versus X-Men, but I'm... Unless Marvel and DC can somehow do an Amalgam Universe animated movie, which, take my money now. That's never going to happen. But anyway, guys, that's pretty much going to do it for this edition of the Nerd News Network. Like I said, hopefully got some rad coming up. Got a lot of Ninja Turtle stuff coming up for Out of the Shadows. I am working on some Ghostbuster stuff. Actually, really, really cool news. I am so, so close to getting Ecto Cooler, which as far as I know, I'm going to be one of the few outlets in Canada to cover this. Can't say anything more than that because I haven't officially got it in my hand, but I've been in communication with some people. I'm trying to get the Ghostbusters marshmallows and the Ghostbusters Twinkies when they start hitting the shelves, because I know they're going to be very limited items in and of themselves, so we'll just have to wait and see what's going on with that. If you've been... I've had a number of people ask me about Con Bravo, whether I'm going to be attending this year. As far as I know, I am. As far as I know, I'm invited. They just haven't made my guest announcement yet. So, yeah, hopefully everything should work out there. Once again, just you want to say, bring Birdman. I think it's like, at Tweet Bravo, I think. So, anyway. Until next time, my friends, I've been Mike the Birdman Don, saying live free or die hard. Don't forget to visit our wonderful sponsors, meowbox.com, and many others on the right-hand sidebar. I'll catch you guys next time, right here on thisweekingeek.net.
Want to see me make bubbles with my spit?
Sure do. In fact, that's the theme of our next show. So don't miss it.
What the hell happened to George Lucas?
Oh my God, there's snot on my face.
And I'm your host, Mike the Birdman Dub. And I'm not a join. Not a join. What the f*** does that mean? F*** that. 10 seconds.
No, you gotta keep that.
Let's do this. Let's do this right the first time.
F*** you guys. Ew, it's in my mouth. Oh God.
Oh, what's it taste like, Mike?
Water. Ew, salty.
Let's start this episode with shat.
Ha ha ha! Okay, okay, I'm good. Geico.
Holy shit! Oh my gosh! Freak! Die, 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 die! Holy crap! Whoa, whoa! Whoa, my god, whoa! Where did it go?
I'm like a stupid monkey.
As you can imagine, they don't let us out much.
You've been listening to This Week in Geek. Tune in next week to hear, somebody random. I don't know. Maybe even a hot chick. Yeah, let's go with that.
Did anyone ever tell you that you were very, very sexy?
How are you? Actually, no.
They never will.
Check out our website, thisweekingeek.net, for more geek content, as well as subscribe to our podcast through iTunes or any podcatcher. If you'd like to comment on this episode, head to this episode post on thisweekingeek.net and comment through Facebook Connect. Or you can call our voicemail line at 817-717-7202. Send us a Twitter message by at replying to at This Week in Geek. Lastly, you can email us at feedback@thisweekingeek.net. This extra music was produced by Pronobozo at PronoBozo.com. We'll see you next time, and remember,
lower your shields and surrender your listenership.